I'm Shamita Basu, in for Tanzina Vega, and you're listening to The Takeaway. Shaking hands?
Ugh, as if!
Unnecessary in-person meetings?
Get rid of it!
Buffets?
Shut it down!
Those are just some of the things that New York Times bestselling author Lovie Ajayi-Jones has on her ditch list for when we go back to our routines post-pandemic. In her viral piece for Zora, a publication on Medium for, by, and about women of color, Lovie wrote that when we do return to work and to our post-COVID daily life, our sense of normal will be forever changed by this pandemic. So what should we keep? And what should we ditch?
Can't you see we don't want you anymore? Why can't you go back where you came from?
I spoke with Lovie, who's the author of I'm Judging You, and asked her why she sees this global timeout as an opportunity.
First of all, a lot of people are facing a burnout from just running themselves ragged because the world just calls for us to constantly be on the go. So I'm like, I feel like it's an opportunity for us to figure out, okay, that slowdown that you probably wanted. Of course, you didn't want it to come with a whole pandemic, but we are now sitting at home. We now have the time and hopefully the space to do the thing that we were looking forward to doing, or even catching up on sleep, you know? So on that level, it's definitely an opportunity for people to figure out what they need to be doing that is going to fulfill them, serve them, you know, make them recharge their batteries. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
So let's start with the ditch list. What do you think we will leave behind as a society after this pandemic?
What I want us to leave behind is shaking hands and hugging strangers. Like, shaking hands by itself as like a greeting, as a cultural greeting, I already was like, I don't really like it. Because think about it, we all have different standards of hygiene. And we're finding out now that a lot of people aren't properly washing their hands, like they haven't been and just as a habit. So we're all constantly exchanging germs by insisting on shaking hands. It doesn't really serve us. Can we just, you know, bow, curtsy, Wakanda forever? I'm fine with that. There's other ways to greet each other that does not involve, let me put my palm in your palm.
So my mom is from Iran, and Iranian culture is big on the kiss on the cheeks. Like, usually they'll do two kisses on the cheek as a greeting, and sometimes even three kisses on the cheek, alternating cheeks. Are we ever going to go back to that?
Yeah, I mean, I can be relatively okay with that, but I'm okay with that just for people who I know and love. Right. I think a lot of us need human touch, of course. Like, I think humans need contact. I think, especially in business settings, things like shaking hands and hugging, we can do away with. But of course, when you see your loved one, when you see your friend, absolutely, let's hug it out. But it's like, oh, this is somebody who I just met. Now we're like mashing waists. No. I think we should get rid of that.
Mashing ways. Oh my God. So on Twitter, Zora Mag tweeted out, what else should we leave behind?
Yeah.
And over 1,000 people chimed in there. Yeah, I feel like one thing that lots of people were saying to leave behind from all this is even the concept of offices and going into the office, and especially commuting, because a lot of people are commuting by subways or buses. If you're commuting on public transportation, a lot of people, it seemed in that Twitter response, were saying, I think we could leave that.
So I don't fully agree with that.
Oh, why?
I work from home, but really I work from the world, basically, because I travel a lot. I think what we're also realizing, especially with this, everybody locked in their houses, offices, even though it's not required for every business, we don't have to go into the office 5 days a week. I do think we still need a space where people can co-work together in some way. I think this isolation has actually showed us that, you know what, it actually is good to sometimes see other people in a creative space. So I'm saying, I think we shouldn't necessarily completely get rid of the concept of going into the office or commuting, but I think it's going to be reimagined.
Well, Lovie, you said you like to travel. Someone suggested that we leave behind middle seats on airplanes, which I thought was kind of a good one.
I can support that. I saw a graphic of what they said it would look like if they decided to do that. I'm fine with that because already planes, we are packed on top of each other. Middle seats are miserable.
Someone suggested, I liked even the little things that people were saying we might consider leaving behind. Someone said blowing out birthday candles, and a lot of people liked that comment. I guess I've seen some pretty messy blowouts. I don't know.
I agree, because when you're blowing out a birthday cake, depending on how many candles there are, you're basically spitting on the cake. I think there should be a little piece of the cake that's cut out for the celebrant to blow out that nobody else touches but them. The rest of the cake, let's not have it be the candle all over it. Yeah, no. I'm fully a fan of that.
What about the flip side? What have we been doing more of during this time that maybe we should try and hold on to?
I love how we're all staying connected to those we love. You know, because we haven't been able to go outside, because we haven't been able to see anybody, we're actually making sure to connect with friends that we haven't talked to in a long time. Like, we're video chatting more regularly with our loved ones. We're doing family group chats that which we never did before. And I think there's so much value in that human to human connection. We are all also understanding that the things that we took for granted, which is, yeah, being able to hug our family, our friends, you know, our parents, we can't take it for granted the next time we can. The next time, you know, when we get out of this foolishness, we won't be like, yeah, I was supposed to go see my mom. I'm going to skip on it today. No, we're going to run over there. So that whole staying connected to those we love is something that when we are out of this, we have to hold dear, continue to hold dear.
You also mentioned that thanking essential workers should continue post-pandemic. That's something that it seems like a lot of people have been reminded of in this moment. How do we keep people connected to this idea when the pandemic isn't front and center anymore?
Unfortunately, what we value the most are things like entertainment, and, you know, we value business leaders, which valuable, I understand. We had taken for granted the people who are underpaid, but essential to making our lives easier, to making our lives even work. You know, the nurses, the doctors, the lab techs, grocery store workers, even morticians, right? And for us, I think it's a cultural reckoning to also remind us that even before this, we should have been very grateful for essential workers. And especially after this, we need to make sure that we do not relegate them to the margins of society. We do not undercompensate them. We don't take their work for granted. And how we keep that in mind is, honestly, I think we're going to have to make some overhaul and sweeping changes. How much are we paying them? They shouldn't just be getting a living wage. They should be able to thrive in their lives as they're putting themselves on the line every single day to serve the greater community. So we got to keep that same grateful energy. And I think when all of this is done, we all have to reflect on how we felt right now. Like, we need to kind of keep tabs on how this moment felt, and then go back to it when we feel like we're losing sight of it.
My guest is Lovie Ajayi-Jones. She's a New York Times bestselling author of the book I'm Judging You. Thank you so much for being with us, Lovie.
Thank you for having me.
And we've been hearing from you about the changes to daily life that you'd like to keep around and those that you're eager to throw away when this is all over.
Hi, this is Mary from Philadelphia. I'm trying harder to overcome my insomnia so that I can keep my immune system in the best possible shape. I don't think I'm ever going to resume shaking hands, or if I do, it'll be maybe a couple of years from now. And also, I'm going to be washing my hands more frequently or using sanitizer more frequently.
Hi, my name is Karen, and I'm calling from Massachusetts. I hope to leave behind the hustle and bustle, the racing from one thing to the next. As hard as it's been to be isolated, I live alone and I miss my kids and my grandkids, my friends and my coworkers. But I have appreciated the opportunity to slow down a bit.
This is Steve from Bordentown, New Jersey. My wife and I most likely will not be returning to restaurants to eat as often as we used to. I just don't see how we'll want to be around large groups of people anytime soon.
This is Julie from Hopkins, Minnesota. My pre-COVID state was working all the time, and now that I have been 5 weeks out of work due to state-mandated closure of my type of business as a massage therapist, I have had plenty of time to instill some great self-care practices like daily meditation, cooking for myself, going on daily walks, and taking care of both my physical and mental well-being. And I hope to keep my COVID resolutions once I do get back to work here, hopefully in a few weeks here in Minnesota.
My name is Karma Martell. I'm calling from New York City. I have not ridden subways or buses since the beginning of the pandemic, and I will continue not to do that now, as I do not think it's safe, and the subways and buses are overcrowded no matter what time of the day or night you ride on them. And until there is a dramatic change in the schedule, frequency, and the cleanliness, I could not even consider it.
This is a question that my wife and I have been pondering. As I get closer to my mid-70s, I have to be more careful, even though I'm very healthy. For 6 years, I've been a substitute high school teacher, and I plan to continue since I love doing it. But now I wonder if I've retired again. Until there is a vaccine or very effective drugs to treat COVID-19, I expect to wear masks, stay away from people. Shaking hands will be difficult not to do.
Call and give us your thoughts. You can leave a message at 877-8-MY-TAKE.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.